Hope you're all doing good. Guys, I want to get into tonight's one because some quite important topics I want to talk about, and they are all related to conversations I've had or stuff that's going on right now. So say hello as you come on, ask me any questions you want. I'm going to talk about some stuff. So number one, the importance of writing your goals down, okay? Who has written their goals down? Evening, Ryan. Who knows what they are currently working towards and trying to achieve? Tell me. I read somewhere that you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. Why is this important? Now, a lot of people just go, nah. But listen, I want you to think about it this year. Have you achieved your goals? Have you got anywhere close to achieving your goals? Because if not, chances are you didn't even write them down. Chances are you don't know what you're working to. Why is it important to write down your goals? So you can look at them every day. Now, I did a video earlier for one of my girls groups, and I was saying, you got to be careful when you start going and talking about things like visualization, and, you know, manifesting and positive affirmations, because people think you're a bit woo-woo. But I think any of you guys that know me will know I'm just one of the lads. I like a beer. I like my football. You know, I'm not some kind of like spiritual woo-woo preneur, right? But visualization, positive affirmations, whether you're just saying it in your head, you don't have to go around beating your chest with your top off saying stuff to achieve your goals, and constantly looking at what it is you want to achieve works. It works. I discovered self-development around about 10 or 11 years ago, just after I was setting up my business. Let me tell you that if I'd have not read certain books and worked on positive affirmations, visualization, and writing down my goals, I would not have achieved what I have today with a business that I absolutely love and take great pride in waking up and I just enjoy every day. That is something that I could have never imagined in my 20s. Until I'd done the work. So it comes down to this mindset. Some great numbers, guys, on this. Give us a like and a share. So it comes down to this. So you need to write down your goals. If you don't, that's fine. Don't listen to me, okay? But I would strongly recommend that you write down your goals. Now, everywhere I go, I will have my briefcase, okay? Because I put my laptop in it. And everywhere I go, I will have mail, but I will also have, and I'll show you, just so you know that this isn't staged, my little quick, that's my goals. Well, I'm not going to show you that, but that's also a gratitude list, which I've got my goals right written down, okay? Written down right now. I can tell you what they are, but stuff I've been visualizing for 3 months, okay? And they lead up to Cardiff Half Marathon. So my goals are written down. I keep looking at them daily because then that then reminds me of what I'm working towards, okay? When you are constantly reminding yourself of that goal, you're going to do the work, okay? I've often said I like to talk about accountability, telling people your goal, okay? Telling people your goal on social media. You know, we've never had a time in life where we can reach more people at the click of a button and say, I'm doing this. And people will either get behind you or some people will want you to fail. That's just them. That's just a sad reflection of themselves, unfortunately. But let that drive you as well. So writing down your goal is important. I started working with a client recently, female client actually, who's based in Vietnam. I trained her when she was based in the UK. And she said, I want to do your 12-week treks when I move away. And I asked her to write down her goals. And she didn't even write them down for 3 weeks. And when we were 3 weeks in, I said, why haven't you written down your goals yet? And she said, honestly, I'm not really into all that. And then as we moved on, she did write down her goals because she started to get some results. Because I was trying to, every time we spoke, use things like neuro-linguistic program, which is NLP, and just try and plant positive messages into her head because her self-talk was quite negative. And she actually admitted to me the reason she didn't write down her goals is because she didn't believe she was going to achieve them. She just thought, it's the same old thing. I'm not going to achieve my goals. So what you have to understand is that your mindset, okay, is being controlled by messages that you've been given by friends, by family, by people around you for years possibly telling you that you're not good enough, or you should play it safe, or we like you as you are, don't lose weight, or you'll always be bigger, blah, 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 okay? And actually, you have to understand that, you know, you're probably being influenced by people that have never even done any mindset work, okay? And you have to actually break that down and look at the logic behind it. Like, who said you can't achieve your goals? Like, why is it? Let's just stop for a second. Like, why can't you achieve your goals? And this is the kind of work that I did with my client out in Vietnam. Over the last 12 weeks, she's dropped a stone, which now means she's lost almost 2 stone this year. And she said to me today, something has happened where it's clicked and she gets it. Her relationship with food has improved. She now believes she's going to achieve that goal. She's thinking bigger because she's constantly writing them down and talking about her goals. Like, if you don't even have a goal, like, what are you training for? Okay, now, don't get me wrong. Listen, I'm a big advocate of training for mental health, and I train very much for mental health, but I have a goal. And my current goal was to get to Sunday, which is the Cardiff Half Marathon, or the day before I eat quite a lot of carbs on Saturday night, and be the lightest I've been in 7 years. And I'm on course for that goal. And also, the byproduct of that is I want to run a certain time on Sunday, which I'm not going to tell you yet. I will put it out for accountability before the race. I'm not scared of that. I'm not scared of failing. I'm not scared of putting pressure on myself. So I'm happily going to tell you, but that's for a later video. And having these goals has driven me. It's kept me focused during the last couple of months since setting it. It's made me do the work. Okay. I'm happy doing the work. Mankind works better when they are working towards a goal. I don't know if you'd agree with that, okay? I'm at my happiest, not when, you know, it's got nothing to do with money or holidays or anything like that. I'm at my happiest when I'm working towards a goal and I feel in control of my training and my nutrition. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you actually think about that, when you feel the happiest, okay? So when you write down a goal, you actually remind yourself of it daily. Now, here's a really interesting thing. The lady I was talking about has just committed to another 12 weeks with me. That 12 weeks takes us up to the 23rd of December, which is 2 days before Christmas. Now, who even knows how they want to look and feel 2 days before Christmas? Do you even know how you want to feel when you get to December? I do. I know what weight I want to get to when I get to December because I like to enjoy Christmas and I like to maintain at Christmas. So beyond Cardiff's event, Cardiff Half Marathon on Sunday, I've got bigger goals to take me into December. Okay. Do you even know? Or are you just going to go, nah, it's dark nights are coming now. Oh, I've blown it this year. I'm going to start again in the new year. What? You've got 12 weeks until Christmas. That's 3 months to make a difference. Like, if you watch this and you take anything from this live tonight, understand that. Don't get into that new year, new me bullshit. That is bullshit. That is a story you are telling yourself to give yourself permission to be lazy and gluttonous for the next few months, or albeit for December. It's like when people like cheat on their diet or whatever it is and say, I'll start again on Monday. I've been that guy. It's horrible. You don't need to start again on Monday. If you've gone over your calories today, you pull them back the next day. It's as simple as that. Why start Monday? I'm a big advocate of telling my clients, you want to start? Start on a Saturday. Why? Track your calories from Saturday to Saturday. You're going to eat more calories on a Saturday and Sunday. So track your calories on Saturday and Sunday. Work out your calories for the week. If you overconsume slightly on the weekend, you pull them back in the week. It's just tactics. There's no guilt attached to it. But if you're sat there now going, I've failed this year, I'm going to start again in a new year, you'll fail again with that approach. You've got to break that mindset and you've got to break that approach. So listen, point one, are you going to write your goals down? You've got 12 weeks until Christmas Eve or the 23rd. Right? You can achieve a lot in that. You can achieve a lot in 6 weeks. Right? And let me tell you this for nothing, guys. December is going to be here like that. Party season is going to be here like that. How do you want to feel during party season? Do you want to feel like shit or do you want to feel good? Do you want to shy away from social occasions or do you want to feel good? Do you want to turn up and have to get drunk just to feel comfortable because you're uncomfortable in your own skin? So you've got to have drinks to relax. Like how, what are you doing? What are you doing now between now and December? Because December will be busy. And for me, I encourage you to enjoy Christmas. I love Christmas. I love the socializing. I love my staff get together. I love all of that because I've worked hard all year and I enjoy letting my hair down. So guys, write your goals down. You've got 12 weeks till Christmas. You can get a pretty decent transformation in 12 weeks. Would you agree or not agree? Okay. Let me know if you're getting some value from this. Okay. Now, part two, really important. Nice one, Connor. Great goal. Letting external factors continually deter you from your goal. Who understands what I'm on about here? This was based on a conversation I had with a very good client and friend this morning who has got a lot going on in his life and has just turned to junk food and beers all too often. Now, just to say that would be hypercritical of him because he always trains hard and puts in a shift. But because there's so much going on in his life, it's very easy for him to sort of down tools and go, you know what? I'm just going to go to the pub or I'm going to overeat. And I said to him this morning when he put a post in our WhatsApp group was, listen, buddy, you're continually letting external factors, you're almost giving yourself permission to go off track because this is happening. Now, let me tell you this, guys, right? We have all got shit going on in our lives to some degree or another. Would you agree? We've all got shit going on in our lives, right? We've all got pressure. We've all got stressed, okay? I could tell you some of the stuff I've gone through the last 3 months, okay? All right? But whatever I've gone through in the last 3 months, I've kept an eye on my prize. I haven't been perfect. Yeah, I've had some beers. Yeah, I've had the odd late night. But I've kept my eye on my prize. And my prize is Sunday, is lining up at the Cardiff Half Marathon, the lightest I've been in 7 years, and running the fastest race I've done in 7 years. That's my prize. That's what's kept me focused. And I've been so happy working towards that. Okay. I've had lots of external factors going on in my life. I've got two kids. I've got mouths to feed. I'm a sole provider. I've got stuff going on day to day in my business. I could have down tools many a time and gone, oh, but this, but this, but this, but this. But what I'm saying to you is if you think you're going to get a perfect run of 10, 12, 16, 20 weeks and everything's going to be great and you're going to, that's when you're going to do it. You're setting yourself up for a fail. You're always going to have external factors. Like I've literally just worked with a couple of people for the last 12 weeks. No names, no nothing. Some of them have got great results. Some of them have crashed and burned because they've blamed external factors and everyone else is to blame. And so they're going to drink and so they're going to overeat because this is going on. Now, listen, I get it. Life is tough, man. Life is full of pressures. Life ain't easy. Life ain't fair. Okay. But you know what I recommend? Exercise, making yourself a priority, health and fitness. Here's the thing. Most people get stressed. They bury their heads in alcohol, excess junk food. They wake up the next day. Problems are still there. Now they got the fucking guilt of overeating, the anxiety from drinking too much, and they still got those problems. Now, you could have a problem, but you could go out for a walk in the fresh air and turn off your phone for an hour. You could go for a run. You could go to a class. You could go do some kettlebells. Guess what? When you finish, you still got those problems, but guess what? You feel good. Your ability to process everything is that much better. I can't tell you the amount of times in the last couple of months when I've had stuff going on and I've wanted to just rant and rave and send emails because I was pissed off telling people how I truly thought about certain things, just normal shit, day-to-day stuff. But then I've gone for a run and then responded to stuff properly because I've got a clear head. Does this make sense? What I'm saying is this, external factors, life's going to happen. And if you continue to say, do you know what? I'm going to the pub because this happened, because this. Well, that's fine. Just understand that you probably aren't committed enough to achieving your goal. And this is all said with love. I'm just trying to reframe this for you because it's so easy to go, I'll start after this. I'll do this when. I can't do it now because this is going on. Oh, you know what? Sod it. I'm going to down tools and do this because this happened today. Let me know if this is making sense, guys. Okay. Really appreciate you all staying on and watching. Okay. So the final one, and feel free to ask me any questions, guys. The final point. This is quite a fun one, actually. When I got into the industry, we were told that you can't out-train a bad diet. But I want to look at that tonight as my final point. You can't out-train a bad diet. Well, first off, I'd say, what is bad? What is a bad diet? Okay. Because we, thank you very much, Stuart. We know now that, you know, we live in an age, we understand this now, that fat loss comes down to energy balance, in versus out. So energy taken in through food and drinks against energy expended through our base metabolic rate, our NEAT and exercise and a few other factors. Okay. So let me give you an example. Okay. Because people will say, you'll get these people on socials and they'll be like, oh, you can't eat ice cream, or you can't eat that. It's bad. You know, okay. I was one of those chemicals and all that. Okay. So let me just put it to you like this. If I go and run Cardiff Half Marathon on Sunday and I burn 2000 calories during that run, and the rest of the day, my totals adds up to over 4000 due to my base metabolic rate, which is the rate at which I burn calories based on how much I weigh, et cetera, and me being a male, certain height and an age, and my NEAT, because I'm not going to be standing still for the rest of the day, I'll be moving around. Let's say my burn for Sunday could possibly be 4,300 calories. If I decide to go and eat a Domino's pizza, which is 2,000 calories, and have four beers at 250 calories each, and I consume 3,000 calories, will I wake up fatter? No, I won't. I might wake up a little bit bloated and sore because I've drank beer and had a lot of carbs, but I wouldn't have actually gained body fat. Why? Because I was in a calorie deficit and an energy deficit. Okay. So can you out-train a bad diet? Well, I've just given you a point. Okay. I've been training for the Cardiff Half Marathon and I've been doing more running than I have in a very long time. And if you follow me, you'll see I've become quite accustomed to the odd crumpet or three, with lots of butter, with cheese, with chocolate spread. Okay, I've actually got leaner. Now, most people say crumpets and butter are bad. Thank you very much, Craig. Hope you're good. Be great to have you back in a brotherhood sometime. So people might say, well, crumpets, carbs, you know, they're not great. Well, actually, they've been bloody lovely whilst I've been training and I've got leaner. So here's the thing, guys, right? We know that you need to eat nutrient-dense foods, you know, vegetables, fruits, good quality protein. We know all that. That's the boring stuff. But guess what? You can actually out-train a bad diet if your energy expended is greater than the calories taken in from whatever bad food you eat, okay? And this is what I really want to get away from the concept of, well, this is bad, okay? You know, if you go and run an ultra marathon, okay, you're going to need to take in bad food. Trust me, you ain't snacking on celery during an ultra marathon. You're getting flapjacks in you. You're getting jelly beans in you. You're getting gels. You're getting sugar in you, chocolate in you. Okay. Oh, but it's bad. Well, no, is it? It's serving a purpose. It's giving you instant energy. Okay. So first off, I just want you to get clear that actually it's easier to lose weight on a more nutritious diet, because if you eat plenty of vegetables, good quality protein, fruit, you're going to feel more satiated. So you're going to feel more satisfied. You're not going to want to need to snack. But don't get it twisted, all right? Brilliant, Craig. Love to have you back, mate. That's awesome. Don't get it twisted, guys, right? You can eat pizza, you can eat ice cream, you can eat crumpets, and you can get leaner as long as you are burning more than you're taking in. Now, you know, it's been fun, don't get me wrong, but after the Cardiff Half Marathon, when I reduce my running, I probably won't be living off as many crumpets as I have been, which is a shame. Maybe I should keep running. But, you know, what I'm trying to get to you here, guys, is that don't label food as bad. You know, one of the reasons I've had such great success recently with this online client I was talking about is because we've had to rewire her brain to understand that actually, if you have some toast, if you have a croissant, if you have a few biscuits, that's not bad. And listen, I feel guilty because I came from being taught that, you know, clean, dirty, you know, you only have that on a cheat day. This is what the industry was teaching at the time. It made like personal trainers with eating disorders. And then we were passing this on to our clients, you know, eat clean, eat clean, eat clean, then binge on the weekend, but it's a cheat meal. Okay. I've had to like go back to clients and help them undo bad habits like I've had to. Okay. So that's why it's been so satisfying helping this lady change, because she's got a better relationship with food now, because she understands that. Well, you know, so here's the thing, like if you're on a clean diet or whatever, and you have a biscuit on a Thursday in the office and you think, fuck it, I've had a biscuit now, and you go and binge, and then you go, actually, I'm going to start again on Monday, and you adopt the Friday, Saturday binge mentality, Friday, Saturday, Sunday binge mentality, because you're starting again on Monday. That's where the damage is being done. The damage is being done with that mentality of, I fucked it. Well, you haven't. No, you had a biscuit. It's probably about 100 calories or 80 calories. I don't know. So it's understanding that the danger in anything is the dosage. You know, it's like I say this, right? You go out and have one pint, you can get in your car and drive home. Okay. You go out and have 10, you might make some bad decisions. Right? You eat a slice of pizza. Yeah, you feel fine. You eat a whole Domino's, the next day you're probably going to feel pretty shit. Yeah? Does this make sense? So the danger is very much the dosage. You know, you have a small amount of ice cream, you feel all right the next day. You eat a whole tub of Ben & Jerry's, your guts are going to be not good the next day, okay? So guys, if any of you got any questions, feel free to fire them at me, all right? But I hope I've made my point. We've had some great numbers on this one. I ask you to give it a like, give it a share, push it about, okay? So just to confirm, guys, all right, I want you to write your goals down. Understand we have got 12 weeks until Christmas. I'm not here to sell you into a plan. I've got nothing to sell at the minute. All our programs are running, okay? But you've got 12 weeks. What can you achieve in 12 weeks? You can achieve a lot, okay? Stop letting external factors deter you. The amount of excuse makers I see is, you know, I don't want to come across as, you know, being, how can I say, like patronizing, okay? But honestly, you know, I had to realize this myself. Once I stopped blaming external factors and just understood that actually, if I wanted it enough, I'd make it happen. And life's always going to happen, man. Life's always going to happen. Big sense, done it constantly for 20 years. Always fail, fella, and use every excuse you've mentioned. Steve, you got to get on the mindset stuff, my man. There is so much information out there. But it starts with this. If you've been failing for 20 years, you've got to work on this. Stop starting a new diet. You know, there's millions of ways to lose weight. It's just about creating an energy deficit. Okay. It's this. You got to work on this. Okay. I heard a great quote earlier, and it said, if you're not mentally prepared, you'll never be physically prepared. You've got to be mentally prepared. This is why I say write your goals down. That is me, guys. All right. So I really appreciate your tuning in. Make sure you give us a follow on the Instagram. I'm doing Facebook. I'm doing Instagram stories all the time. Really good fun though, and a build up to the Cardiff Half Marathon. And yeah, that is it, guys. Foot is on the gas. I hope you get some value from this. Have a lovely evening and go and spread the 30 plus word. Please invite your friends to the page and let's keep pushing forward. Keep trucking, guys.